This is Senator Al Simpson. Before the stunned eyes of the world, a peaceful demonstration for democracy in China has turned into a sad, brutal, and repugnant massacre. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, Congress was so right to strongly condemn the Chinese government for its obscene use of inhumane force against excited students demonstrating peacefully for democracy. Our president responded with reason and sense, ceasing arms sales to China and suspending military consultations. He rightfully deplored the military activity and urged a return to restraint. We have all observed these fine students with anxious interest. China is struggling with awesome change, and we must encourage those who march for democracy. Yet, Ted, it would be flat wrong to cut off our diplomatic relations. That would only further isolate China from the world community and impede all progress. The president is proceeding with skill, common sense, experience, and diplomacy, Ted, and that's just what this most delicate situation demands.
Our people throughout the country will long remember what they were doing when they heard the sickening news that the People's Army in China had opened fire on the Chinese students. Thanks to courageous journalists under impossible conditions, the world knows much of what happened, even if most of the Chinese people don't. The Chinese leaders have disgraced themselves in the eyes of the world. This may be the first mass murder carried out live on radio and television. We may never get an honest answer about how many thousand students died, but all of them are martyrs to the day when China finally embraces their ideals, as one day it surely will, and a new Statue of Liberty rises in Tiananmen Square. Meanwhile, as events unfold, it's essential for the United States to speak with one voice against the brutality and work with other nations to condemn it. President Bush deserves credit for ordering appropriate sanctions, Al, and Congress is right to support him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new ideas in early childhood education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.